not on yet. No, show's not on yet. Okay, now show's on.
Entrenched in
this is true. The intensity of the
failure of ideology, cultural norms, disintegration of society.
The show's not just a lot of noise, okay?
Became
the show's not just a lot of noise.
Somebody left their
three liquid-filled vessels in front of me, none of which are mine, although my fingerprints now reside on every one of them. So bring your CSI in, bring your forensic scientists.
That all men are created equal.
Yes, and equally distributed across all three of these vessels.
That they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Does inalienable rights imply alienable wrongs?
Widespread morning fog, then sunny with highs reaching 70.
Please call us now and tell us what your alienable wrongs are.
Lows in the mid-50s.
Mid-50s?
On the coast, widespread morning fog, then sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Developing fog tonight with lows in the low 50s.
In other news,
a trough crossing the Pacific Northwest
is crossing the city
to northern and central California. Meanwhile, southern California will see slightly higher temperatures and
is falling all over itself.
A deepening marine layer will generate increased stratus.
There's a rift in the stratus where all of the deepening marines are falling into.
An area of low pressure from the Gulf of Alaska will instigate slight rain showers as it moves across the Pacific
Northwest.
You'll
laugh, you'll cry, you'll plead for low pressure in your own area.
Are expected to persist along the mid-Atlantic coast.
Area.
Low pressures pushing into the Pacific Northwest will bring showers
in your coastal
and cool
plains,
weather to the northwest.
Your natural
on Friday,
meadows,
expect
and your
to see areas
breezes,
of morning fog
and your smelly
then
fog.
Sunny
and your stench.
The sun's
schmuck,
glorious face will come out.
The sun's countenance will smile down upon you.
The sun, ruler of the heavens,
Sol Invictus.
How beautiful art thou, how beautiful art thou, in the far horizons of heaven, O living Archon, thou who were first created, thou risest, thou risest in the east, and fillest every land with thy beauty. Thou art beautiful, splendid and glorious, great and exalted over every land.
Augustus Gloop, the great big greedy nincompoop. Augustus Gloop, so big and vile, so greedy, foul, and infantile. Come on, we cry, the time is right, the sentence should be up the pipe.
But don't dear children be alarmed.
Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed.
That's
what they say. Anyone ever see him afterwards?
Justice's poop won't be harmed. We promise not to touch it.
And you're on the air with us.
Taxi Bob here.
Yeah, you are. Well,
hey, we were just asking about what happened.
Kicking around, running up the flagpole.
You hadn't been here, man. What happened?
I've secured the book of the subgenius.
Oh, so you have actually been reading it.
I've
now you know the dogma.
I've discovered the true path of least resistance.
As opposed to, yeah.
All warm and tingling.
Shining path of some other resistance.
Excellent.
I feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Wow.
And outside, too.
Now, which Bob is this?
Yeah, it almost close to a Bob Nelson.
This is Taxi Bob?
On 848-442-5.
Not taxing anyone's more delicate sensibilities.
Of course. But I'm sure the show's completely different, right? Because it's almost X Day.
The word has been made manifest.
Now you're confusing the calendar.
Yeah, you're always.
Oh, no,
confused.
It's almost X-Day.
You should be striking like, from the calendar, unborn
like
tomorrow,
11 months,
dead yesterday.
Or 9 months until X-Day.
Well,
if
yes.
You had a child,
it's just like saying, you know, only 344 days till Burning Man.
Born just got to get ready.
It was.
It's already
well,
happened.
It was. All right. Yeah, all right. All right.
Well, there are many ways of understanding the transcendence of the iconoclasm.
1998 was actually 1998. If it was 1998, then prophecy would have been fulfilled.
But
since
the prophecy is unfulfilled, it never did really become 1998.
The secret right out of the water.
That was one of the many subgenius schisms
that
arose at the time.
I have to wash off the shows, all the shows in the past.
According to that theological diversion, 1998, though imminent, has not actually befallen us yet, and we live in a delusion,
face, they called him?
Or the fragment of a dream.
I grew up with that face.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean up while you guys do the show.
Me too.
Look at that. He's vacuuming under the sofa. This is really
those
great.
All the dots when they fall off the face. And all, you know, that bob head has been hanging on the wall for so long.
He's
the
getting
dots
all those dots up,
well
and
the
whole apartment
the
is going to be fresher without those spare.
Look, his face
J.R.
doesn't look quite as bright.
Bob
quite
dots.
Well, I was captured and hooked just reading that first page.
Hooked, eh?
Yeah, it's tough. Did
as
you
if
did you get the
drawn into the web
that?
Of the Dobbsian spider, and
well, the
there
whole idea,
ensnared.
The free will is a joke. I mean, how profound.
Uncle Sam, yes, how profound.
Well, it's not that it hasn't been said before. It's just that, you know, it hasn't been said with such style and flair.
Panache. Razzmatazz.
I'll have the panache.
Yes, I'll
with
have the panache.
The mango chutney.
Lemon on mine. I,
right.
The lemon meringue.
Yes, I'd like to think
chair.
That even though we may not be
did
original,
you
we're
no,
original.
But I was just thinking now that I have one of those evil brass things, we'll have to do that
yes.
on the show. But we can't be as liberal as the sound as
yes,
you can
right.
your show.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean those realistic
we
sound effects.
We can't say the seven
yes.
deadly
I mean,
words of Christ.
Sound effects.
And we can't use the obscene.
But we'll have the little isolation booth of church air over here.
Yeah, we can't use the obscene, the black obscene box where you just plug
church
the show into one
it.
End and the bad stuff comes
yeah.
out the other end.
But the passing the Bobby souls through my little tired processor just is so scary. You know?
But it's
well,
so
it
easy and so fun and fulfilling
and
once you do it.
Wouldn't that be neat if you could get ectoplasm from Bobby souls?
You
so
can.
We could all sit around like up there.
You can.
And,
you just
and little sheets of Bobby soul would come out of our noses.
Right. You can do that. Search here. The internet for sheets of Bobby soul.
Also, extending from
soul.
The belly, the
sheets
umbilical
Bobby
region.
Soul.
There is
the
a
green floating
book
ectoplasm
of this stuff that I
stuff?
Issuing from the belly
it's
of the medium.
It's a book that has
operated.
Photographs and wonderful stories about the ectoplasmic era. And and also the jumping medium era and the table wrapping
the
era.
Bobby Sox electroplasmic era.
I like the ectoplasmic
era.
Jumping table medium era.
Jumping table medium rare for me.
Are those books still available?
Oh, yes.
In any store.
Books.
No,
books.
The books really? Of the subgenius are either evil.
They are available.
Put them
you know.
Down if I were you. No, yes,
you
of course.
Them.
They're still in print. After more than 21 printings. What are you asking about? That is the first book. But I'm happy to be able to report to
look
you
how
that
happy
the
he is.
Second
many,
book
many
is
more.
Also in print. Back in print.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Thunder's
oh, no.
Mouth Press. So don't yes, miss sir. Revelation yeah. X, the Bob Apocrypha.
Yeah, you can go to Google and
get
Google
that one.
It.
You really need
just
it.
Google
and then
that
you can get the third one, which came out just last year. And that one is the Cyclopedia of Slack.
The
Bibliographa.
I mean, the. Yeah.
The yes, they
the
would. They have
can't
them all.
Even pronounce
I
got
I can't even say them.
They have all of them. All of them, I'm telling you.
I want one of my own.
Of course, there are certain ones
everybody
that are
does.
Out of print and so rare that you'll never get a handle on them. You'll never get a copy of these.
Never.
They're just too outre.
Are you talking never. About those Stark Fists of Removal never. That I have the only copies of?
Well, yes. Those or Bob's favorite comics and stories?
I have the newspapery ones.
I have some of those, too, you know.
I've got a stack about
the
this
Bob
tall.
The Bob comic book, which was almost completely entirely destroyed, but is a
because it's like a newspaper
total
thing.
Classic.
Yeah. And so jam-packed
three-fisted
Bob
tales of Bob.
That you never get
large,
off the toilet.
Thick
you just
book
yeah.
of subgenius
that's
fiction.
That's the perfect place for that.
All about Bob and
it is pretty amazing,
subgenius
fiction.
Is out of print, but
so much to do with the...
Just try to get it on Amazon. I'm sure you can.
When
get
this early
it.
Pamphlet
even
is
even
talking
it
about the music
out
gets
of
much
print,
nicer.
There must be sellers.
Look, it's
yes.
little Ivan Stang, and he's got a razor blade, and
as
he's cutting
look
little
back
periods.
Through the galleries of time. How
well,
young
I was trying to get him to,
hey, from man, our godlike
and
our
then he's sending me tapes of that.
I didn't know Bob
of him waking
was
up.
So mysterious.
Bob's not mysterious.
Well, didn't he come
he's
from
as plain
Mayan,
as the
Mayan father?
Well,
on
there's
your face.
That strange story Chapultepec of his
Jobs.
Isn't
yes,
there some question
he,
about that? Possibly a milkman?
Possibly a,
white
a
with
plumber or TV
there's
or
a
repairman.
Lot of ambiguity in
possibly
Bob's
possibly a fighter
history.
Pilot from Russia. Possibly
by
a,
intent.
And wasn't there a Chinese connection?
Yeah, possibly a...
And an outer space connection.
Quite a personal history. I mean, he's done more things than I have.
Well, now you. Yeah. Do you believe every word of Genesis? Do you believe every story in the Bible, or do you understand that,
every jot and tittle?
Well, the idea is that.
Well, he's every man, isn't he?
Take not one word away from this inspired word.
He's every man
I was
and
going
no
to.
Man.
Going to give you an indulgence to
take a
be
word away?
Relieved of the burden of having to believe every piece of subgenius doctrine that you encounter.
But don't you remember the particular doctrine
you
of infallibility?
Entirely to that
that
dogma.
Anything that you think at the time is perfectly, you're able to think of it as the
yes, if the it's a subgenius
truth,
that's thinking
the undisputable.
Not
truth
Sergeant
of the
Genius.
Yes, the subgenius
well,
has to think it, or else it can't become subgenius doctrine or dogma. That is certainly
that is true.
Sad.
If a subgenius doesn't think
you
it,
you see, our doctrine is
dogma,
whatever we
it's
think
still
of at
crystallized
the
in its present form.
You mean like the law, where even if you don't know there's a law, there's a law.
Right, because the dogma of not knowing what the law is doesn't relieve you of the law's consequences for violation thereof.
Because you would be a super genius if you knew that.
Yeah.
Well, the only other
it's like you would know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And if you knew what you didn't know, then you would already know it, so it would become smaller and smaller until you knew everything.
Waste not your hour.
I wish I knew what I didn't know.
In the vain pursuit of this.
Of course, my head would explode
endeavor,
and there would be blood
yeah.
particles all over the studio
but I
here.
I think that's worth it, don't you think?
At least for a second or two.
Anyway, thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to listen now because I have so much to learn.
Well, that's a becoming attitude. And,
thank you for calling. You sounded
we
like
trust
a.
Trust you'll call us again.
A caller who's like a.
With our spirits.
Well,
a ringer.
I am so eager to read every page.
Okay, well, go read
and concentrate
study.
On the illustrations and diagrams.
And enjoy
also.
Yourself.
That's I'm right. an artist. I'm inspired. I'm going to go and paint.
The artist.
Go paint a pipe. A pipe is a good thing to start
fight
with.
Fight the pipe. Fight the pipe.
Look what Magritte started.
But otherwise, you'll be up all night. Maybe it's mean and maybe it's rough, but you've got to understand this is serious stuff.
Duchamp, that wonderful pipe is.
Anyway, thanks again.
You're most welcome.
Have a pleasant
evening. Yes, an artist rings off now. You know, the impulse to create art is spread throughout the animal kingdom. The humble spider often goes into artistic flights of rapture.
That's but right. I saw a movie where a spider actually weaved the words terrific.
That was the immortal Charlotte's Web. But Charlotte
and that was
the
true.
Only spider
that was a true story, you know.
Webs. Several species embellish their snares with zigzag patterns
mockumentary.
For
yeah,
no other reason than to look cool. These spiders are deliberately just decorating their web beyond any architectural.
And they know that because the other spiders come up and they like give them a high five and they go, man, it's so cool.
These zigzags
only
that
do
they
have
put
zigzags
in
just
the web
cool, man.
Make the
you're
webs
so
more conspicuous, which works against their
Don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Nature. Because you want to snare something. You don't want to make the web more conspicuous.
Well, what they don't understand is that the web is actually fortified in an area there that the spider understands the dynamic
question. Taiwanese researchers set up video cams in a forest to monitor 56 patterned webs and 59 plain ones. The scientists observed that the decorative webs spun by the spiders attracted 60% more prey than the others. So maybe the decoration itself.
More show stuff
it
concert.
Would sound like, how could it be a decoration if it has a utility of it?
Ultimately, that's the ghost of Bob Nelson.
On the other hand, the candid cameras also revealed that 2/3 of spiders attacked by wasps had woven patterns into their webs. So the researchers concluded that the patterns also attract the wasps, both prey and predators, which may explain why many spiders choose plain ordinary webs over more intricate ones.
Never fucked a tree before.
Meanwhile, German researchers studying the phenomenon posit that some spiders spin patterns just to keep the silken juices flowing, so to speak, during downtime.
Yeah, they like to do that. Keep the juices flowing.
They're just radio flies.
What gets me is, why don't they just ask the spiders? Why do they have to get these researchers involved? They can just go ask the spiders themselves. It's just so fundamental to these.
Go to the spider.
They have to allocate the funds. That's what the real deal is.
See, I
had to buy those cameras in those 49 locations.
I had a pet spider not too long ago named. Now, Spidora started her life as a rather ordinarily small spider.
For the reality shows.
When I constantly fed her, she grew alarmingly in size, and her web, formerly a neat little area, was full of the legs and cast-off exoskeletons of her victim. Not only that, but a large pile of what Paul Mavridis angrily called spider
excreta
was found under the windowsill where this spider was hanging out.
And did you keep them to said
excreta?
I would clean up after her because she was kind of my project. She was there for quite some time, too, getting larger. And she would come down and take a large cockroach, which in the past she would have been afraid of. You know, she grew to appreciate what was put into the web for her. And it's only prudent when a spider is small, since they are fragile anyway, to avoid large thrashing insects. No matter how much meat they have on them, they are a danger.
Here, have a bite.
Muscular convulsions can damage a young spider just starting out in life.
Can't have that. No muscular convulsions on my watch.
On the other hand, can you blame the prey for muscularly convulsing?
No, actually, no.
A
little muscular convulsing, contracting and extending one's muscular area.
The entire point of injecting venom into the prey is to stop these muscle movements.
Yeah.
And get the prey
that's
to be docile and receptive to the ingestion.
So that it's just a little, it's sitting there, it's still alive, its juices are still flowing, and the spider can just cut off a hunk of it, inject its gelatinously horrible poisons, and
really?
Then suck it out of them.
And then they squirt it back, and then they suck it out again.
And
they
squirt
it
back and
forth.
And back and forth until.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the digestion goes on.
Yes.
It's inside the body of its prey.
Well, I'm glad this cheers you up, Philo, because it's always depressed me, but it's all part of the spider way of doing things. A spider kind of way. On a spider kind of day. But enough of spider world. Of course, the humble gecko is teaching our astronauts to walk on the ceiling. Other types of natural.
Look at them, they're walking right there. I can see the. Hey,
they're doing
get out from there!
Ceiling walks. That's all right, they belong up there.
I'm swatting them off now.
The gecko foot has thousands of microscopic bristles, like nature's Velcro, that enable it to stick to almost any surface. So, now NASA engineers have created a similarly patterned bandage that could replace staples and sutures for internal injuries. Like, you've got a gecko foot closing your wound now.
Yeah,
that's progress.
Use a gecko foot instead of a Band-Aid.
Some people squirt super glue on the edges of the wound and glue their wounds together, and this actually works.
Yeah, I've done that before.
You have?
Yep. Super glued a crack shut once.
What the?
Oh, it's those it's the balloon thing.
Balloons. Balloons, balloons.
That's
not
cool.
A gray one to be seen. Have you ever seen a gray balloon? Of course not.
Look, there's Smokey
there's
the Bear.
There's one that looks like Smokey the Bear.
And there's one that looks like Bumblebee something or other.
And a turkey. Honky.
And there's one that looks like a... Look at them going...
There they go.
I'm going up and down.
California.
Does that look like... Yeah, it looks like California.
Oh, right. One of them fell over. Was if that you, underdog? Or,
if you drill the balloon, it will come down.
That's look, like $15,000. Oh, well. It's too late now. It's art now.
That's a great time lapse.
That's great.
Yeah. If only they would actually move that fast. But they're slow, stately.
The best
flight.
Is American Eagle inflates and deflates right in front of you and never takes off.
Yeah.
How hot air balloons work.
Great Reno.
Yes, the U.S. Senate.
The U.S. Senate.
It was a Reno balloon.
That's symbolic of the U.S. Senate.
Do you have the escape from Berkeley to Reno race?
I heard something the other day that was very disquieting.
So, they What's call that? It escape from
I want to talk
Berkeley.
More about that Berkeley to blah, blah, blah race, because I sure would like to. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Is there any of these that you can play on the show, or are they all, like, have bad language in them?
Are they
Which
all
ones?
Ukabalaponga death chants and so forth?
Yeah, I don't think we need them on the show, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
What,
think,
is it Lord Bucklitude or something?
Yeah, there's another one.
That's cool.
Oh, that's nice. Man, you've got commercials on your YouTube page.
Yeah, you don't have to look at them.
Whee!
Oh, that's great.
That's cool looking.
Whoever it is, that's like many camera shoots. You know, they're setting up in different places. Pretty nice. The last time anybody saw any of those people.
Yeah.
They went on the pleasure saucers, I hear.
I'd like
That's
to
what
go
I
on
heard.
That thing.
With
it
Steve
goes around
Fawcett
the world,
and,
you know.
And
comes back here.
And Lindbergh. And
that would be so much
Green
fun.
Mary.
To go on the pleasure saucer?
Made its maiden column.
Well, the pleasure saucer only goes once.
Really?
Queen Mary goes around the world, however.
Yeah.
I'd like to get on the Queen Mary sometime. I like those. Have you been on a cruise ship, Hal?
No, I never have been.
Man, that's a fun thing to do.
It is indeed, in fact.
I'd rather be on a liner like the Queen Elizabeth or the Queen Mary.
Yeah, we sailed to Hawaii on the last Lurline cruise in 63.
Just being on a boat for a long time.
You're lucky you got on that one.
Yeah, and then...
And then going to the diner and eating dining in the big restaurant dining hall thing. That was fun.
Yeah.
This is the contemplative part of the show.
The time when you look into your inner self.
There we go.
And
find
the
your
lid out
inner
of your
Paul Addis.
Yeah.
Your inner Paul.
That sets fire to your...
To your burning man.
Yeah, to your own burning man.
Well, you remember going through Checkpoint Addis on the way out to the Duck Club.
Well, if you call now at 510-848-4425,
I must have that on video.
It's the top of the hour.
Have that on video.
And you can actually say the words.
My ex-J was with Paul Addis and Seth Malice.
You have that on video?
I do. I have the moment of X Day back east, and there is an X in the sky. And I kid you not.
There was
not,
another
out of
one.
Reno.
Another
there's
one
so
last
many,
year. There was an X in the sky.
There's always an X in the sky on
that. This
year.
This was the actual X Day. I mean, that day, I couldn't believe it. I had
this
no
year, there was another one.
X
I pointed
oh, there's
out
always
that.
Oh,
just
always
and I made
is.
Him.
Doesn't matter
photograph.
Where I am, there's always an X in the sky on X Day. Even if I'm not at the actual X Day location, I see the sky, the X is. The, and it sort of fools me every year. Into thinking this is the real
it's okay, man. It's just the X. Day.
What is there to fool?
Oops, sorry.
This isn't, I hope this
either
isn't
there's an X
fake,
or there isn't. And there is.
A fake, there false 1998. And this is the real 1998 this year.
The real 1998
it's okay, it's
has
show,
not
ma'am.
Yet come to
it's
pass.
It's coming next year. Next July 5th.
I just love this one. I can't get enough of this one.
Will be the real
well, surely,
1998 this time.
It is our faith that is being tested.
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
this
is.
One. This is a good
2007.
One.
2007. Oh, this is building it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I know you're tired of looking at this. I'm not going to say what it is on the air.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you the
let's
caller.
Let's not say those words.
No,
again.
No, not at all. But it's a wonderful little visual. What do you think, caller,
words.
Of what we're watching?
Someday, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and edit.
No, Philo's,
I'm do a
Philo's
YouTube
talking,
edit
so don't, please don't
of
think
the show.
Philo is making a great
just
promise
just the times
here,
we mention the thing we don't want to talk about.
This is a historic
okay, yeah.
moment. Philo is going to do
this is
what
the opening for that.
Oh, there's the man.
You're
going
to have to find this show right now. Caller, you can join
cool.
us
this
anytime.
This is just like
being
out there.
And you're going to have to find this part of the show to open that part.
Yeah, you have to open up
open up the file.
Open your mind and...
And you'll see both Burns in this one.
Stay behind.
Really? You see the Addis one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really weird dream.
Okay, please tell me. I'm
right.
listening.
The buckwheat cake was in her mouth.
Well,
I'll provide the music and sound effects for
you. I dreamed that Cthulhu had destroyed New Orleans, and that was the real reason.
Didn't that actually happen?
Yeah, that was the real reason that the levees were flooded, is because they were intentionally flooded, hoping to drown him.
Oh.
That sounds absurd, but...
I dreamed that I was in the streets of New Orleans and everybody was running.
Really hard.
Everybody's running and...
Were they holding their head and screaming?
Would
and
you say it was a minuet
Cthulhu
of death?
Was coming.
Okay, Cthulhu's coming. And did you see... I mean, do they see
yeah.
Cthulhu? Do they see...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm just taking notes here.
And I jumped out of the dream. If I'm having a bad dream, I jump out, you know, like I'm flying, like Neo in the Matrix.
Wow. It's gone. It's
that's
gone.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I can fly
real
in
fast.
My dream.
I didn't even see
I like
it happen.
When people ask me, I say, look at that, because
well,
it shows
disappear.
You physically what it's like.
It's actually there.
Yeah.
It's just,
what, and so when well, you're in your dream.
Yeah, you're in your dream.
Yeah, in my dream, Cthulhu was coming and,
right,
and
right.
people and, were running and trying to get away.
Right, it's,
and
yeah.
when I woke up, I had this shivering feeling like I had lost some of my sanity. And
wow.
then I started seeing ants crawling all over,
ants.
You know, a
I think
room.
Here comes the thing soon here.
Oh, yeah?
I think. Yeah, you ants, big ants, little ants, big
and
ants.
You're sure
like the
you
ones
had
in,
your sanity
thing.
Before that?
Yeah, I could see them in the bathroom.
Well, it happened during an eclipse of the moon by the
and
Earth.
I went back to bed.
Oh, good. Oh, so you were not in bed during the dream?
No. I was in bed during the dream, but I woke up and I
very
could
confusing.
See. I had this vivid hallucination of seeing ants crawling all over my bathroom wall.
Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, they crawl every day.
Yeah.
But,
I thought Monday was just the
Monday,
heavy,
Monday's
heavy day.
The
National
day they start
ant
catch
crawl
up for the
day,
weekend, yeah.
Where
yeah.
the ants parade.
Where do ants go on vacation? That's
ancient tradition.
Places where the matches are.
See, and looking at that makes me think, oh, gosh, I'm glad I'm not there.
Me too.
Look at that damn dust.
Al, have you been having dreams about Amsterdam?
Actually, no, I haven't, that I can recall.
Oh,
it just stopped. What happened?
It was white out.
White out. They just
oh,
got
white
that
out,
out,
white
out,
white
out,
out
of the process. You can't see
so
anything yet.
Viewing...
Okay, here I think it happened.
Is that Rockgar?
Yeah, we're talking
Rocknar.
To Rocknar, and we're
I just
going to
realized
watch the
how
Paul
doing,
Addis
Rocknar?
Burn
I'm doing good,
happening right as we speak to you. In
we are.
Super
we're watching
fast motion.
The Paul Addis burn we're of the man
oh,
in
no,
2007
in
time lapse.
You know, I kind of... I'm glad that Paul didn't get to go to Burning Man this year.
Me too.
Yeah. But,
there it is. There it is.
There
oh, no. Poof.
And if you see the fire engines.
He's got the next
splashing
Burning
on.
Man's off.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
they
have a friend whose cousin.
You'll see them take it down and put it back up.
Thought,
I
that
think.
Was that was the burn, yeah. And they're only like
look,
handful.
They're messing with it.
Oh no, they're going to pick it up on a little stick thing and put it in a little box.
Say hey, Hal.
Yes.
They should have left the pooty old man up.
That would
have been
for
wonderful.
X Day 2009.
Most likely,
I'll be there next year too.
Oh, Philo's coming.
Hal, would you like to go to Amsterdam for X Day 2010?
X Day. In 2010 Europe. In Amsterdam, but what in about Europe. The X Day in...
Maybe I'll
in,
join you guys on that.
...in Brushwood. That would yeah, be fun.
Yeah,
I would like
I would
to
mind.
Do that. There, they
yep,
took the man
put it back,
completely
yeah.
down.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll do that off in the future in 2010. I'll join
oh,
you guys white in
out?
Amsterdam.
Is that a white
yeah,
out?
Yeah, white out. And he just cuts that out.
Get together a 4th of July cookout at Xaviera Hollander's house. And we're gonna
How
have
is Xaviera doing?
She's doing good.
2010?
That sounds like fun.
She
July
came
4th,
to the U.S., you know, after her good medical news, and then I guess she must have gone back. I didn't
yeah.
hear when she left the U.S.
I think, you know, she's getting it treated, so she's in the clear. But I'm planning a 4th of July cookout 2010
with
in
beautiful
Amsterdam.
Clouds.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that's a nice-looking day in the desert in super fast motion that we're now watching. And you'll see the man go up again very soon as they manage to reconstruct
oh, they haven't put it
and
up
recreate
yet?
Him. No, not yet, but I believe it's about to happen. Maybe happening in the dark here while the night is happening.
Yeah, all the colors that flash by.
Delays.
That's nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Pretty nice work.
You can see them building more things. The city is taking shape.
The file, I hear congratulations.
Still, it's not up yet. It hasn't been restored.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
I
on
can,
Thursday.
I can hardly see it on the monitor. Yeah. As we fly high
what?
Above Berkeley, Governor Rocker on the air. 844-425.
There's a train set up. Another
oh, really?
Train. There it is. There
yeah,
he comes back. He's back.
How's that?
Well, didn't something... really important happened to you at X-Day or something? You became like a dad or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a couple of years ago.
Wow, did
yeah.
you see the dragon go
yeah.
through there?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Really
nice.
But
look at the weather
next
here.
Year I'll
right,
be
exactly.
back
That's
at X-Day
why I recommend people see this if they're wondering.
Almost three-year-old daughter.
They can't imagine
oh, yeah.
really what it is, but they can see the variation and prepare for it.
We're going to ride the train out.
Well, you know what? You know, ride the trams in Amsterdam.
We're going to ride the train in
Amsterdam
across the country to Erie.
Well, I thought about getting a Eurail pass.
You should.
Yeah, and traveling to where Pope Black is.
Uh-oh.
You probably should.
Look at that. The cranes and other things.
Your
it's
rail
like
is
they're animals.
Grabbing and
they know how to use rail in Europe.
Grasping
yeah, they do.
Man there. Oh,
and
astonishing to see it at this speed.
And you can travel. You can travel to anywhere from Amsterdam. It's amazing.
Now it's September 1st, 2007, Saturday, and the man has been restored. But Saturday is, of course, the day of the burn. Now we're going to see the official sanctioned burn, which is certainly allowed to go on longer than the Paul Addis attempt as well executed as that was. There was certainly noticeable combustion of the figure, but it was not by any means entirely burned. Look at the horrible,
man, I don't miss that dust.
Horrible dust yeah. that blowing, ghastly, terrible. And there goes
the
sun
the last couple years
down behind the
worse.
Mountains.
Yeah,
and now,
people are
around 9 o'clock,
that area's been stomped down and driven
meanwhile,
over so much.
All those giant
and
statues and vehicles are actually moving, and
years,
there
it's really dry.
He's burning.
So that little,
on,
that one little area is just
now, that was
constantly
rapid,
pounded.
Fast. At this speed.
That was anticlimactic, wasn't it?
It was.
It's funny, the new burns
it's
actually
moving too fast.
Are actually
to show
shorter in time
the fireworks
than the
stream and everything, I guess.
Even though they're more spectacular.
He's
and
just
taller.
Burned, now he's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Hal.
Yes, what
I
is it, Rob?
What do you think
limit?
About redesigning the Burning Man to where instead of it being made out of wood, we make it a gigantic wood-burning stove in the shape of a space-walking astronaut?
Well, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure the.
I think you think it's a good idea.
Traditionalists would approve of
I
such
think,
a metamorphosis.
I think Rocknar thinks it's a good idea.
Are
though.
You watching that again? No, is at the end of it. Just
no, we still haven't got to the end. They're still cleaning it up. You can see the burn scar
we're
out there.
Sweeping it
and
up.
The dust.
Sweeping the playa, yeah.
Dust.
Yeah.
Actually,
I saw people out there over the years doing that. They'd be sweeping on the...
Yeah, that guy with the vacuum
cleaner. The whole
cleaner.
Thing of cleaning, yeah, what became really funny.
I went out with my friends Leslie and Adam, and we stood on the burn scar, which was an interesting sensation. But now it's night again, only now there's no Burning Man, and the vehicles are frantically darting around.
You notice that a lot of them are going in one direction
now. Yet.
Yes, as they leave, the desperate and abysses
of
trying to leave the playa. It takes hours and hours to get out.
Yeah. It does? Still?
Well, yeah, well, we...
I mean, what, you guys left Monday,
we
right?
took, this like, year. 2 hours, I think. Yeah. We did very, very well.
Yeah.
But
they did what they promised they would never do in the early days. They made their own road. They said they'd never change the playa, but lo and behold, after the numbers got high enough, they made a new road.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but there is talk of moving the entire thing from this spot, yes.
Farther into the playa?
Perhaps, yes.
That would be nice. That'd be fun.
Because this spot is sort of tramped
But be aware, everybody, that the playa is ruined during Burning Man, because there are cops every place, all over the highways, all over the playa. It's one of the unfortunate circumstances of the thing.
Look at that damn dust.
Yeah, there's other places besides that look
go.
Like that.
That was
you don't
the
have
end
to
of
go
this,
back.
This time, if you're right now in October, it's a wonderful place.
Go to the Bonneville Salt Flats. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
In Shocktober, in Horrorwood, California.
And don't forget, there's several of those big ones in Nevada, not just the Black Rock.
Creatures.
There's some down closer to Gabs. Up.
The werewolf howls.
And then, of course, there's Relentless.
Is this the scary part of the show?
Dr. Hal, when was the first vampire-werewolf crossover movie?
Well, you mean when the vampire-werewolves came out of the closet and never went back?
Yeah, that's the one. The first transsexual werewolf.
You know what I'm thinking about? I'm not thinking about vampires. I'm thinking about Dream Fluff Girl Donuts.
Already? How can you do that?
I don't know. I'm hungry. Something. I don't know what it is.
The tree was trimmed.
That's just not right, man. That's just not right. You have to watch this.
Like werewolf fangs and vampire
Doctor.
Wings. What? Insane McCain. Well, this is some news that we have here. Breaking news. McCain to pull pizza pockets.
Oh, no. No, you know.
Well,
he's on the starship.
That's the joke.
Yes, he's... It he's looks like the, he's on the bridge of the
he's
Enterprise.
He's on the bridge of
the
Enterprise.
Hell?
That's
most interesting. I didn't know that McCain hung out there. The bridge of the Enterprise as seen
I didn't either.
In the Star Trek The Next Generation.
It doesn't make any sense.
Not the old sound. Enterprise bridge. But still, McCain certainly was there.
I remember, wasn't he like a lieutenant? When
lieutenant
McCain,
McCain
would say, yeah, Lieutenant McCain.
That'll be enough, Lieutenant McCain. Return to your post.
Return to your post, Lieutenant McCain.
That's an order.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, anyone who goes through that deserves a little bit of slack, but the presidency? Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
What? Hal?
Yes.
What do you think?
Is this the ha-ha part of the show?
What is this? Is this the Hal question
what do
and
I
answer?
Think? I am getting questions. They're coming
questions.
Thick and fast.
They're coming in. What is this? The Rock Dark Ask Hal question show?
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Is that what this
Nar
is?
And Rock Nar's question is?
What are the chances of the election ending 269-269?
That would be at approximately 48.6% of the chance.
Really? What will happen then?
Then there will be the continuation and amalgamation of the iconoclasm.
Really? And then what happens?
Well, then state control. And a sinister preliminary to this is that the U.S. Army has moved units into Washington to anticipate crowd control problems.
Yeah. And Dr. Hal, what are your views on life in general?
Well, the germplasm is immortal in its many metamorphoses throughout
the. What do you think about the weather today, Dr. Hal?
The
did you like the weather?
Column will be lightly
did you think the sun was pretty today?
Weather. But over time, this enormous force.
I thought the sun was really pretty
everything
today.
Which we see. and everything.
When I looked in its face and gazed for hours and hours and came away at the blind man.
The universe is just a great big smiling face, a laughing and a giggling way out in outer space.
Oh, Dr. Hal, I feel so much better now.
Take three of these and,
I've
sucked all the ink out of this pen.
Oh, this one is one you'll like, Philo, I believe. Yeah. Have you seen this?
These are wonderful commercials from a group called Egg. Is that downloading problems? Yeah.
It's not downloading rapidly enough. Yeah. Well, it's a very charming girl in this particular one. But
Let it load up.
I think it's because it can't get its Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's looking for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi. Oh, well. I'm not sure how
this is a Wi-Fi
doing
hotspot.
With these questions.
Wi-Fi.
Trying
a low-down Wi-Fi hotspot.
McCain's candidacy and so forth. It really is a mystery to me. I'm not qualified to answer any such...
Let that load up, so...
But, on the other hand...
It's mysterious how these people get there. And then I love how the stories are that these guys that are running for this one job are all showing up in Washington to, quote, help with the mail-out problem.
All
the other guys are complaining, saying, why are these guys here? Why are they helping
us? Aren't they
the
ones that caused the problem?
Yeah. Well,
aren't they the ones that caused the regulations that are
messed
everything
up? Whenever
high-profile
guys get into a situation,
McCain
always
was responsible for that.
They'll have it on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
And Phil Graham caused the problem with deregulation.
It doesn't matter. It's politicians. They're all messed up.
Yes, the conspiracy.
They're all messed up.
What happened to your 60s, man? It's 420.
It's 500 different tentacles.
If they would just
trying to wriggle on its own
real
direction.
Job.
But what is at the center? The central ganglion, where all these tentacles join.
Hey, hands off my ganglion, man.
Bloated body of the conspiracy monster.
Well, the central ganglion can control some of the tentacles some of the time, but not all of the tentacles all of the time.
The USS Federation.
And don't forget about that renegade tentacle that's in the tail, that one ganglion
that's not quite
a brain, but it does some thinking for the beast.
Well, it's a defensive organ.
It's just a thing that thinks for itself every now
and
then.
Well, call it a secondary brain.
A tertiary brain.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In
a
fact,
quaternary
there's
brain.
There's no brain.
Oh, every
simply a lump.
Has its own neural
Can you
cell.
Pass me that piece of pneumothorax?
You have
I'm
this
hungry.
Brain.
It's on the end of the chopstick.
I like to chew on the exoskeleton like a bone.
Mm, yeah, well, it's a former exoskeleton, an ex-exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Now it's, of course,
it's a sack
employed
of
for
neurons.
A completely different purpose. We
Just
have
like you or me.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to go to a place called Sack of Burgers.
And,
really? That's
yeah.
what you got?
Original Sacagawea Native American.
And Sack of Burgers was like you get four burgers in a sack for a dollar.
Didn't you all have bucket of burgers?
We had bucket of chainsaws, bucket
no,
full
there
of chainsaws.
No, Kentucky, we had bucket of burgers. B-O-B.
No, we didn't have that, but we did have sack of burgers.
Did you get a real bucket?
Yeah.
Oh,
bucket of.
And then how many burgers?
Sack of burgers.
You get about like 20 of them.
Were they little tiny ones or something?
Yeah,
sack of burgers.
Wow, that'd be great. I'd do that every night. Just
sack of burgers, you got four burgers. Each one was a quarter.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's start a fast food chain called Bucket of Burgers, and we'll put Bob on it.
Are they gone?
Well,
the original is gone.
You can't supplant an already extant bucket of.
Yeah, is the original
burgers,
gone? They're not there
plant.
Around anymore.
We could be new Bucket of Burgers.
Yeah.
But what happened to the old
bucket? How about
bucket
of balls?
Here's the cleanliness standard that you would have
to
meet.
You want to watch this girl, I believe.
At Bucket of Burgers. And we can keep talking about this.
Yeah, that's
she's it, actually all of our girlfriends. Hi there.
We serve
check the maid. Check the maid. See if she's... All right, cool. Just make sure another maid didn't see us come in here.
So now we're engaged
camera.
In another narrative.
It's hard
here.
When Philo, Hal, and I are all shooting the same camera.
Yeah. And we all have to look into the same little viewfinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all make different editing decisions, different... Okay, so she's the one that licks the silverware in the... No, but the thing about it is, she doesn't know who licked it before she got there. This is great. Did you send me this?
I think so, yeah. I sent it to a lot of people. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, so many wonderful vids arriving from Puzzling so Evidence places. Video.
Did you see the new one with you and Chicken?
I did see that one. Where did you get that? Was that at the Odeon?
I think it was at Chez Poulet.
Really?
Notes, but the back of the wall.
It looks so.
Made me think it was. I have to write
it.
I
thought it. It looks really old. He hasn't worn that hat for years. It's like that
it
might even be
at,
in cell space or something like that.
Oh, that's right. No, that's right. Maybe it is.
And he
it's
wore
you
that
ask for it
pointy-headed hat that he used to wear. Yes, you don't want this action to be occluded by the grayness of the screen. Keep it bright and at full intensity.
Hal, I'm going to go ahead and let you all go.
Well, thanks for being there, Rocknarl. I don't know how I did with the questions, but remember...
No, you did fine.
All right. Well,
all good.
Speak to you another time.
Indeed.
Soon.
All right. Bye.
And now we're confronted, of course, with the toilet, which I'm sure everyone always had in mind. And this particular ritual...
I wanted to catch who it was a commercial for here at the horrific
it's
end.
A commercial?
Yeah. There's another one. There are a number of really funny ones, all done by this company, by somebody secret. Show us the commercial name.
Oh, you
Show
yeah,
us the
sound turned
name.
Up,
Thank
so
you.
She didn't you she didn't hear her what she said.
It's a travel company, I think, or a hotel for 25-year-olds, where those kinds of things would be.
She says is it's clean.
Yeah, it's clean. But
you can stay there. You don't have to worry.
Oh, yes.
When you get there, you can lick all everything because it's been clean. See, that's the point she's making.
Yes,
cleanliness is next to godliness.
Clean enough to lick the toilet.
Really, the show is?
Yep. The show
is a clean show.
Right off.
The show's licking the toilet right now.
Schlurk.
The show definitely is licking
the toilet. How about that John Kay... theatrical cartoon with the candy and the toilet. Did you see that?
Yeah.
On the K-Rob always shows.
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
I like the one with the toilet and the... What was the one?
U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah, the toilet and the Senate. And the Senate is in the toilet. With
Not
the rest
again.
Of the, oh, yeah. No, they're in the tank. There they go, in the tank, to kill the American public one more time. In their divine omniscience, and their perpetual good nature, taking care of us, too
really?
Stupid to breathe, telling us when to breathe, and when to wipe our faces off the sweat off our brow.
A female driver was arrested Wednesday after she ran over a Berkeley police officer's foot.
Why'd they say
she was
female?
When she tried to leave while she was being cited for a parking violation, authorities said. The incident happened at about 1:40 p.m. at 6th and Gilman Street in West Berkeley.
It's happily blowing in the wind.
Berkeley police officer Griselda Ferreira stopped the motorist near the corner and told her to wait while the ticket was being written, authorities said.
Did you see all that protest stuff on the sidewalk when we came in?
It was just a poster for voting for Bernie Moore.
Glistening black Mazda.
Bernie Moore.
The car ran over the...
So is this Taxi Bob?
I bet that hurt.
Oh.
Wow, sorry.
I thought it was Taxi Bob.
Not believed to be serious, authorities said.
Not that I don't mind you.
Bilal Fields was arrested on suspicion of evading a police officer.
I just thought it was Taxi Bob.
Authorities
said. Taxi Bob.
Yeah.
He drives with an even hand.
Yeah.
Really?
Let the Lord guide your hand.
I'm glad the Senate's there to tell me how to drive, though.
Me too.
Me too.
Without
them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to bank or drive.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd have to. I gotta wear my seatbelt, all that stuff.
A female pedestrian was hospitalized in San Francisco Wednesday morning after
every
she
time
was
I fasten my seatbelt and I don't die, I feel like I've been
Mason
violated.
Line. authority.
Really?
Me
said.
Too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It was the like accident a happened violation.
Shortly before 9
I feel like the law has violated me one more time.
And municipal.
Every time I have to comply with it.
Judson
Trump. They can't give it away to people.
Yeah. And I wish I had some of that money that I can't give away.
I'm going to go back to Wall Street and dress up real nice. Maybe I'll get a billion or so out of it.
Yeah, well, if you're... Just tell them you're tell them you're...
I'm an important bank.
You're Buffett. Tell them you're Jimmy Buffett's son. I mean Warren Buffett's son.
Jimmy Buffett.
You're Warren Buffett. Jimmy Buffett is Warren Buffett's son.
Warren Buffett and...
What I don't understand about Warren Buffett, why is he named after a smorgasbord?
Well, he sat on a tuffet, eating his curds and whey.
His real name was Warren Smorgasbord.
Warren Smorgasbord by
Yemeni. When he came to America, he thought, I can change it to Buffett and they'll think I'm French.
Scandahoovian.
That's Warren D. Buffett, the painter.
Warren Z. Von Buffett,
and
yes.
Don't forget Warren All You Can Eat.
Warren All You Can Eat.
And Warren Self-Serve Buffet.
He's like related to Warren Hardway.
Warren G. don't Hardway. Take any out in your... Don't think about taking any home with you.
Warren Peace, please.
Warren Urine.
Is Warren getting paid off?
Paid off?
Well, he bought Lehman Brothers for a bargain basement price. So.
Look at him go, like a sparkler across the sky.
Oh,
how beautiful.
Ah, yes.
It's just a morass.
It is definitely morass up there, that's for sure.
Philip Morris,
that's
USA.
That's why they go there, because they get morass up there.
Largest tobacco company.
It's like a morass or
filed
a moraine,
suit in federal court.
Yeah. Or a crevasse or
a
crevane.
It
could be a crevane or a crevasse.
From selling tobacco products.
It's a vast crevasse.
You remember that.
And you know, I'm...
You remember that, son?
For them. I endorse this. I believe in it.
I voted for it, and I paid for this ad.
I didn't vote for it, and I disapprove of it completely.
I think
old men should be able to buy tobacco in Walgreens, but it's been banned in San Francisco.
I smell this ad.
Yes.
It's and just now, so sad, you know.
Yeah, old men can't buy tobacco.
Old men can't buy tobacco.
But so Philip Morris has sued the city of San Francisco to cause this injustice to end. So
well,
at least
sure
they are
help.
Looking out for everybody.
I'm sure that'll help. Yeah.
Yep, Philip Morris, one of America's great tobacco companies.
Well, at least they're standing up for the old men. Nobody else will.
That's right. They are there. They're protecting our constitutional liberties to buy tobacco in drugstores.
What if they? If it's a legal product, they should be able to buy it.
Yes, just so.
Why didn't the state of, San
They're
Francisco
arguing that the city of San Francisco has unconstitutionally banned pharmacies from selling tobacco products.
Wouldn't have been the first time they did something unconstitutional. What's their point?
Philip Morris is arguing that it has a First Amendment right of free expression to sell its products.
I think Philip Morris should hire those kids just to give it away at the corner like they used to in the old days.
Although called a ban,
those little four cigarette four packs.
The purpose and effect of the ordinance is to suppress communications directed to adult smokers.
If I was Philip Morris, I would send armies of people out in front of City Hall giving away cigarettes.
The ban unfairly deprives adult consumers of the opportunity to buy tobacco products.
That's what I do. I'd have at least 100 people.
Retail businesses on Main Street, USA.
I'd have at least 100 people in front of City Hall.
Bud and
each with those big boxes
they go
full of four-pack cigarette packs.
Retail area.
Just giving them away so fast.
Fine summer's day. They don't want to be tied down by an octopus tentacle.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I
rules,
was running City
regulations,
Hall.
Bureaucratic
Paul sits down on his knees
interference.
To, Diane Feinstein. It's just crazy talk.
Down on my knees.
Apparently he did it.
Who? Get down on your knees and pray you won't get fooled again.
I would
and
go
Paulson,
down.
Paulson, he went down on his knees. Oh, the other one. It
You're all Catholics
Pat
now.
Paulson? Pat Paulson's dead.
Hank Paulson.
I'm in love. He went down on his knees to Nancy Pelosi?
He went down on his knees in front of the portrait of Henry Kissinger.
He begged her.
White House.
He actually went down on his knees.
Giant
I was wondering how they talked him into it.
Oh, wait, he wanted money. No one knows what it's like.
Okay. He was sitting at the place where the money comes out.
Yeah. Down there.
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know Nancy Pelosi was the fond of all money.
While voters are enthusiastically looking ahead to the November election, they're also convinced that the economy is a disaster, worried about California's financial future, and angry at a state legislature that was nearly 3 months late in approving a budget.
It's getting cold in here. I think somebody forgot to turn the heater on.
Well, that's because the show is slowly dying.
It's a different show here in the show. It's like an inner show of the show.
Out of
the inner show?
The inner show.
Yeah.
It's completely different than what the public sees.
Bone
you're in the inside the inner show.
Yeah.
Circle.
Millennia.
Of it's like a miracle.
To run over.
Outer dark.
You should run over.
Jump, damn you.
Whoa, he's running over that tourist.
Freeze of outer
space. Step lightly there.
So have you been picking up some interesting fares?
No, I was napping.
But the Pants Premier will make it through.
I was listening.
The seeds
you were listening and you heard us talking. You heard us talking. Where's Taxi Bob?
Taxi Bob is, I just passed him. He was doing 85 on the freeway.
Passed him. Well, God.
I think the airport's busy and Taxi Bob was trying to take care of him.
Did he have a fare?
Fair for all.
He's driving
no
fast.
Fair
he was deadheading to the airport.
Ah, good. It just deadheads all night long.
Deadheading around. Driving up a storm.
Just driving for no apparent reason.
Yeah, just empty. In fact, driving by people who were trying to flag him down.
Doing
laughing.
A drive-by, yeah.
A hearty laughter coming out of the cab.
Shooting a finger at him. He drives by shooting the finger at him and going, ah, you wish I'd stop.
Yeah, waving, doing that royal wave as he drove by. The old Queen Elizabeth II wave. Horrible
it's
technique.
An easy wave to do if you know how. Simply rotates the cupped hand on the wrist while keeping the forearm straight up. In a line perpendicular to the ground. Now you too can wave like Queen Elizabeth II.
Whoa, that's ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the show, it's time to reassemble our afflicted powers and consult how henceforth we may most offend our enemy.
Most offend
us? How repair?
Offend our enemy?
How overcome this dire calamity?
And find the
what do we need to do that? Find our show? We need to find that
on resolution from despair.
And coffee, please, and a hard boiled egg.
Yes. you want to go first? Sure. I'll have some coffee. And make mine light. You know, I must have a little bit of the old cream in it. No, not that. Half and half. Yeah, there you go. That's right. All right, now, you'll get your chance. Just simmer down. Yeah.
It's just sad out here at the edge of the world. There's no reason for any of us to be here or for you to be listening.
This is terrible claymation.
It's all melty. And they didn't even use different colored claymation.
Who were the first Americans?
Who were they?
And why were they?
When did they get here?
Who cares?
Where did they come from? And how?
Nobody cares
did
about
they
history
come
anymore.
How? Why? Where? Who?
Well,
these are questions we must know.
New archaeological finds and high-tech DNA testing are adding to the understanding of our ancient origins.
Where?
But
who?
Controversies still persist.
When did they come, and why, and how?
They came over
the forest
Bering Land Bridge.
And they came Bering Land
back
Bridges.
At the,
who did they give these land bridges to, or did they keep them for themselves?
When the ice froze, the sea level actually dropped, and the bridge was a viable road from Asia into the North American continent.
So help KPFA in any way you can, because it is pledge time.
You mean KKKPFA?
Yes, I do.
Did you see all that on the sidewalk?
Second best radio station in the world.
Did you see the sidewalks outside? We're in KKKPFA.
I know. Some of our fans work all night on that.
They've got to understand.
Just to have it serious stuff.
I want to go to the Eastern Pacific Garbage Patch with Baron de Rothschild.
Okay. You have it because you said it on the air.
I'm getting my boat fixed here.
Near Kennewick, Washington, some students from Columbia University in July 1996 found the skull of what is called Kennewick Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard about that.
But when Kennewick Man has been restored, he seems to resemble Patrick Stewart from Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's what they realized when they put his skin on. It was Patrick Stewart.
Damn, again.
This is what he's...
Number one.
Like. See, doesn't he look sort of like Patrick Stewart?
Yeah, I do.
He looks exactly like Patrick Stewart.
Okay, so I'm going to load him into iMovie here and see if I can do something with it.
Number one. Engage.
Today, most anthropologists support a Pacific Coast entry point for the first Americans. But from Asia they came... From the ancient plateau of Leng, the cryptic mysteries of the high frontier. And
hey!
Out there, so.
I'm sorry! Sorry!
The,
Here, take this phone. Here, take this stick. Take this rock.
Oh, okay. Alright. Okay.
Put them in there.
Okay.
You are diffusing a planetary time bomb.
Yes.
This is one of the greatest threats that ever threatened the planet.
Way west of Sumatra.
And something that you've never heard of.
You see, they're in the East Indies. And you can only see the movie in the theater. You can copy the latitude and longitude right off the screen.
Or more. In the Gulf of Mexico,
it won't resolve on the DVD, but I've seen it.
A little known phenomenon of methane hydrates as a greenhouse gas. Methane is 20 times more potent.
Of course, the aspect ratio must be correct, which is
and one of the world's great largest reservoirs lies in C7.
One could only pick up this important piece of navigation.
When these hydrates were last released en masse, some
one could go to the actual
250 million years ago. 90% of marine life and 70%
though
of land
the island no longer
were
exists,
snuffed out.
One could dive and search for the ruins.
We're hoping it won't happen again. But could climate change trigger the methane to release into the atmosphere?
Many lands have sunk beneath the sea.
What will we do to safeguard the methane?
Many have taken ship at the
or pale
beaches.
Or perhaps harvest it as cheap. Clean,
but few return to the sunlit land.
Really?
We have the freedom. All we need are the funds.
You have the freedom to have ketchup or mustard on your prefabricated hamburger at AMPM Minimart. But insofar
and the,
as
no, don't forget,
that
hey, slight Dr. Howe,
amount of
don't forget the little
your
packets
grant,
of
you're the boss.
Pickle relish and.
Half and half
onions.
Things.
How about those pickled those
the Russian
packets.
Pickles
pickle
get
relish.
Those. Pickles
pickle relish.
Half.
Banana oil.
They don't have that freedom. They can't go to In-N-Out Burger.
You too can get into the escape vehicle.
We're free.
Sex goddesses.
Well, I would.
Al-Qaeda
just go
dreams about going to 7-Eleven.
At least let them anesthetize me, and then I'll go. But I just can't walk in there and have to face the horror of what that's all really about. Let them shoot me up full of some kind of dope, and then I can go through with it. Yes, I would hate that death bandaged my eyes and bade me creep past. No, let me taste the whole of it. Fare like my peers, the heroes of old. Bear the brunt, in a minute pay glad life's arrears of pain, darkness, and cold. Don't cry. Yes, it's a better world that I go to. It is a far, far, better rest that I am expecting to receive on these saucers than I have ever known. Yes, like sinking into a huge, deep mattress, I will be rested in space.
If you use a mattress, use this mattress.
What the? Why, that's the most gaudy, ugly thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's for mattress users.
I see, but what made you classify me as some bed presser, a mattress back?
You were quoting...
I'm talking about a future state of rest. That doesn't mean that my present dynamism is to go by the board so I can snooze and dream
what about
on a huge
the Borg?
Bulbous mattress.
What about the Borg? Were you talking about the Borg or the board?
Resistance is futile.
That's the truth.
Now
and
I
the
want
truth
to tell
shall
you
make
more.
You free. How can this happen if resistance is futile?
Well, America likes the freedom to have ketchup or mustard on a prefab hamburger at AMPM many markets.
At AMPM,
and this
you
makes
too.
You the boss, don't you know?
Of me, yes, I know.
You're
is
the
that
boss.
Like Dr. Jack
at AMPM mini market. You're the boss.
At AMPM mini mart, you are the customer and we are the client.
What? Look, it's Star Trek again. Ah, me. And what is this? Is this the episode about Worf's parents? Or what did you get here? Worf's little Worf. Oh, and he's blowing smoke. Fire. Ah, good Lord. I haven't seen
oh,
this
you know,
episode.
Who was Little Worf? Who was
very
Worf
wrong
Worf?
Here. Something's very wrong here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a caller. Okay,
somebody's
caller.
Calling.
Yeah.
I like when they have that Little Worf
okay,
character.
You get it.
I'm more than a caller. I'm Copy Bob.
Copy Bob. How the heck are you?
What happened to you?
I got buried.
Yeah.
Buried under paperwork?
Were you stuck in the book, too?
Page 183.
Yeah, that happened.
What's happening now in the book?
Shipping and receiving in the name of J.R. Bobda.
Well, that, of course, is an important part of today's world. Factory,
as long as it's
farm,
in the name
home,
of Bob. That's the important thing.
The workaday world must go on.
And if it's not, that's not
whether
important
whether capitalism
either.
Or communism.
I've given up all hope.
Okay, good. Now you're
good.
A sub-genius.
Now you are ready.
Must, give up
you
Bob
are
hope.
Ready for the greatness
yes,
that's
the truth.
That is yours to achieve.
You were born
once you give up.
With original slack.
Truly giving up
but
is
the
key
wants
to success.
To take that slack from you.
You have to
and
have the thunder to blunder,
place.
The pluck to suck.
False slack.
You've got to go down with the best of us to truly succeed in this
yes,
place.
You were born with original
all of us have been down.
The conspiracy
gone
demands
down.
That you sacrifice
we go down all the time.
Work for a living.
If I can't whip it, I go down, and generally I can't whip it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The succedaneum of false.
That's what happened. What this first at the very, very first.
Therefore, I say unto you,
subgenius devotional.
Denounce
conducted by Pastor Buck Naked in Dallas. One of the participants where the door was open and a Dallas street was there and stumbling by was a drunken Dallas denizen. And he stumbled into the devival, the devotional, and there we were conducting our subgenius devival and of course we had some free food there. And he was supping at the table of free food and realized that he had something important to say. And so we invited him up, and it was his turn to rant. And the drunk got up there, and he said the most profound thing I ever heard. He said these words. He said,
a drunk said this?
If I can't whip it, I go down.
That's right.
And that was so profound.
Yeah.
And but these days there are medicines, pills you can take. There's no need to cultivate such an attitude.
To whip it and to go down.
Well, that was his statement in life. He had been around a while.
Was that food?
We were young,
here?
Young
food?
Subgeniuses
yeah, ordered the
on the road to success.
Wow, we're
going to
get a couple
mango
boxes climbing of pizza in
up
here?
Over
yeah.
The
East
the
Indian
back
pizza?
Of the little people.
Some back pizza? Baby back pizza?
Wow.
What?
The pizza? Back is the most tender part of the baby, you know.
Yes. You wonder why they talk about baby back
of the
ribs?
Pizza?
Oh, boy, they are the best, aren't they?
So, hey, Puzzling.
Hey, Puzzling.
Ask Puzzling a question.
What's in store for your next YouTube post?
Go ahead, answer his question.
Mm-hmm. Probably a Paul Addis edit. From X-Day. That's what I was talking about earlier in the show. On the actual X-Day in 96, whenever heck it is those guys died.
He spent that with Paul Addis.
With Paul Addis and a number of people out in the playa, near the playa, I should say, shooting.
You can put it up there.
And there's a whole story.
I saw Mr. Maxwell Malice in the Center Camp Cafe this year. Though I did not speak to him, I saw him. I think he saw me.
And what's marvelous? Anybody know about the Detroit revival coming out?
Just look on Jack Rabbit Speaks.
Or Detroit revival.
Revival, or rather decompression. There's a Flagstaff one too.
Really, that would be fun to go to.
A Flagstaff revival.
Decompression.
Oh.
When is that?
Oh, you have just to get it off Jack Rabbit Speaks.
I fell asleep this evening. I was reading about Katsinas and about various places and could you buy them, and I was wanting to go there.
But you never could. Never would.
No, I can, and I should, because who knows when the next time that you can go and see and be will be. What if Hanna-Barbera becomes president?
It's already happened.
Yeah.
We've had 8 years of Huckleberry Hound and Yogi Bear. A horrible electoral team, which is destroyed the country, driven it into the ground, lost our international reputation, and looted the U.S. Treasury. People will long remember the Yogi Bear administration as the worst ever in American history.
Well, doctors, I have to wish you a fond farewell. I have to go to sleep before I have to get up and work.
I wish you a beef fondue, and don't fall asleep while performing your natural and
sacred duty. Operating heavy machinery, be careful.
Yeah, no doubt.
At speeds in excess of 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You have been chosen to receive a subgenius instructional video. Oh, no, you haven't. Never mind. You haven't. So, that wraps up the interview with Copy Bob. Remember, there's always
tiny little subgeniuses everywhere
wanting
out there
to ask some kind of a question to some subgenius somewhere. You can be that someone. Just give us a call in the remaining moments of the show at 848.
Now, these are the really powerful, mysterious moments, the last little dregs of the show.
This is in the 510 area code.
The
area code, 510. And that number, again, 848.
Sun as it comes.
4425.
Get those nice.
And if the spirit so moves you, give the doctors of the air a call so that they may operate as is their will. The operating theater of the air will take all callers and all comers.
Bathrooms.
Come one, come all. First come, first serve. Who's going to be the king of the mountain?
And the king of the hill.
The top of the heap. The first caller will be that person. And unusually fortunate in all future enterprises and undertakings. The magical luster of success will rub off on his shoulders, which will glitter with glory. All because they dialed the magic number.
And there the cars came by
and gave us a
jingle
at 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
You can win a fine prize.
My name should be Trouble.
Trouble.
My name should be
Trouble. Ain't nothing but the blues.
Trouble is coming my way. It's been coming all night down the mountain. Trouble is driving a truck. Trouble's in the swimming pool at the bottom of the pool. Not coming up for a long time.
Just a
when it does, it won't come up on its own. It's going to come up with the help of a rescue worker.
Rescue who?
Because Trouble is gone by the wayside.
Truckers are having their own problems these
truckers
days.
Truckers will call us at 848-4425 to area code if they're on Highway 5 listening to this show.
Is my name.
as
are we
well
on satellite radio or anything like that?
That satellite it darts around my head.
I don't think we are.
And buzzes
we're
and bothers.
I think we're on
radio channel.
We're on
this show and the show before us.
We are on the ham radio.
Illegally, of course, but that's
yeah.
But I do not
we
believe
show
we are
up anywhere, everywhere, because we're your podcast everywhere now. And the podcasts go around the world,
even
and they get reposted and podcasted and cut and edited and remade into better things than they started out to be.
Amazing.
All right, you're a helicopter, guys. We've got to get out of here.
We've got the helicopter coming in low and fast.
You take a little skinny show and you fatten it up. You
all right.
Put
come on, guys.
On
get out of here.
Shoulder pads.
I think after we get this last evac.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
We're all right. Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
All right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You and I could go down in history.
That's what I'm praying to do with you.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good. Let's do it and make that sacred sound. Put two and two together, perfect harmony we found. We know it's only natural. Let's do it. I'm gonna beat off.
Ha 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 ha, you thought we were gone.
That's what you get for thinking. See, first you start thinking and bad things happen.
In the old barn dance.
And our nothing happens. Or everything happens. We thought this song was going to last all the way to the end of the show. And it turns out.
We're all going to go on a hayride. With a bunch of hay seeds.
Make that let's get on the hay wagon together.
The hay wagon, what I want to do lie back in the hay and look
like it's like a watermelon on the hay wagon.
A pair.
A pair of melons.
And enjoy that down-home country goodness.
It's Marapin good.
So this is rural and rusticated, but as you can see, not without a certain appeal. And so we're about to roll out on that wagon full of bumpkins and a couple
right.
of pumpkins. Oh,
and we'll
the
be,
crows, the ravens
I'm gonna
fly above.
I'm going to get some Dream Fluff Grill donuts for this ride.
Boy, there's nothing they won't have on this wagon.
That's right. This wagon, this is the wagon of the stars.
Sorry, space on wagon limited.
Yeah.
That mean I can't?
That means the show is blowing up. It's completely going nuts.
Well, this wagon doesn't travel very fast. Is there any
show.
Way to goose this thing up?
We're going to goose up into this. Yeah, this wagon.
It's going ridiculously slow, and if there's going to be an explosion.
There's a little bit of an explosion here. Somewhere out.
See if you can make him go faster.
Let's do it.